Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. The Bemidji Area Arts Endowment has been supporting arts activities in Bemidji with grants and scholarships for many years. A grant application deadline is fast approaching, and here to tell us more about these opportunities for art support is the Bemidji Area Arts Endowment Vice President, Amanda Davenport. Welcome, Amanda.
You're muted. There we go.
Hi. Yep. Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
You are welcome. And tell us about the Bemidji Area Arts Endowment. What is it?
Yeah, so the idea started in 1997 when a small group of people felt that Bemidji didn't have corporate arts support that sometimes bigger, larger urban cities have. And so they approached the Northwest Minnesota Foundation, and we have been working with them ever since. We're a component fund of Northwest Minnesota Foundation. And so, yeah, we raise money throughout the year to grant that money towards art organizations that put on more community-based events. So
with an endowment, you raise money, and then that money is like put in the bank or invested, and then you get to use a part of that to fund projects. Right?
Yes. Yep. So we, like I said, throughout the year, we primarily, our funding comes from donations, either from individual community members to local businesses. We put on fund events, such as an annual donor recognition event. We put on some fun dinners here and there. In the fall of 2019, we did a fun dinner at Bridget's Pub, where it was a speakeasy theme from the 1920s.
Cool.
And so a large portion of the ticket sales went towards our grant funding. But we got to put on this event where people dressed up like they were in the 1920s, and we had a live jazz band, and we held an auction. So, yeah.
You have any idea how much money you've granted since the organization was founded, or any ballpark?
Well, we make it a goal. We do tend to grant around $11,000 to $15,000 a year. Sometimes, you know, years fluctuate, but that's where we are at right now. So, and then we give grants that the grants that go towards organizations is up to $1,500.
So. All right. What kind of organizations receive these grants and individuals?
So we have given grants to Headwaters School of Music and Arts to put on some small concerts or for equipment, Bemidji Community Theater for their youth summer program, Bemidji Symphony Orchestra when they want to host a special musician guest. This last year, we gave a grant to Bemidji Boys and Girls Club for their National Fine Arts program. And that was really fun. They had the kids, club members, from June to December submit pieces to a virtual exhibition. And 108 pieces were on display in this virtual display. And I guess 18 of those have been submitted now to regionals in Illinois. So that's just really exciting that we got to grant money to go towards that. And it obviously reached a bunch of kids in the community. We also do have a specific endowment, the Everett Willimick Endowment for Orchestral String Studies. And that's where we give a scholarship to two young kids in the ages of 8 to 15 to study violin, viola, bass, and cello. So it varies. Obviously, with those examples, we try to support all the arts, whether it's visual, musical, theater productions.
So you spread it around. We're talking with Amanda Davenport. She's vice president of the Bemidji Arts Endowment. You have a deadline coming up, and
you're looking for
more applications. What are the opportunities and what are the criteria?
Yes. So Our deadline is May 7th. So yes, it's coming up fast in a week and a half, but May 7th is the deadline. Our criteria is that it is schools, nonprofit groups, art organizations in the Bemidji area who want to host more of a community-based event. So say they're holding an art event, a workshop, they'd like to sponsor an artist in residence to help them with a workshop. Maybe some people want to develop an arts organization. We can possibly help out with that. And so again, our main criteria though, is that the grants are going towards more of a community event that reaches more than one person. We do not give out individual artist grants. And so, and like I said before, we can grant up to $1,500 per applicant. And the applications are available on the Northwest Minnesota Foundation website, which is www.nwmf.org, under their open grant rounds.
Okay. And what is it like to make the decisions between competing proposals? How does that happen?
So next month, you know, we'll be gathering up these grant rounds, but yeah, typically what we do is the board gets all the applicants and we try to read those before we meet. And then we go through them individually, and, it can be really fun to find out what people's ideas are for the community or what they think they can bring to the table that will enhance the community's lives. But sometimes it can be kind of a tough decision, but most of the time we're able to fulfill most of the grants that are applied for. And as long as it's fitting, where again, you want to reach out to more than one person, you want to supply an event for people to experience the arts, we are up for it. We want to really support that.
How many applicants do you think you'll get, or have you gotten in the past?
I believe last year or the previous, last year we got, I think we received around 15-ish or so.
Okay.
I think I remember reviewing about like 12 to 15.
Okay.
The ideas changed that you're getting because of the pandemic? Are you getting different kinds of grant applications?
Sometimes it's help facilitating maybe like a virtual, like the Boys and Girls Club, where they had to they hold this annual art exhibition, but now they had to rethink of how they were going to do that since we can't meet up in galleries or in their space. And so now virtual things, probably virtual classes, I'm guessing, are going to be in this round. We're probably going to start seeing. But with that being said, I think it's more important than ever that these grants, that people are applying for these grants, but also throwing out these ideas to help connect people in this time where there are people who don't feel connected because they can't meet in person.
You are the vice president of the endowment, so obviously the arts are important to you. What is your connection to the arts?
Well, I am a visual artist myself, a mixed media artist. So I went to school for art. I love visual art. I also love music and performances. And I think for what I really appreciate about the Bemidji area is that we have such a varied art scene. We have wonderful visual artists and galleries scattered about in town. We have talented actors who participate in Bemidji Community Theater. We have great writers and poets and passionate musicians that are oftentimes volunteering their time because they either love what they do and they want to share that. And so I just think it's really great that BAAE can help facilitate that and provide some sort of income towards those people who are more than likely volunteering their time to share with the community. I personally believe that art is the highest form of hope, and everyone needs hope no matter where they are in lives. And I think the arts provide that, and that means a lot to me. So
what do you see as some of the impacts to the community from arts?
Yeah, I think the impact is that connection level of people connecting, but I think also too that people then are observing people around them. They open up their mind to that it's maybe not always just about them or just their train of thought when they are exposed to these art events that are put on that we get to grant towards. They are experiencing what other people are experiencing or learning what other people have learned and taking that with them in future endeavors.
Yeah, that's Amanda Davenport. She's vice president of the Bemidji Arts Endowment. And if you'd like more information about applications, visit the Northwest Minnesota Foundation's website. It's nwmf.org. And you can search under Open Grant Rounds, as you said. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. That Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.